It is time for TMZ.
Hey, it's time.
It's time.
It's time for TMG.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to TMG. I'm your host, Travis Patton Sr. I enjoy discovering and sharing real-life moments of inspiration from everyday people. And this show is about finding moments of inspiration for our everyday lives. And look, and if you're going to tell me something, then tell me something good. Hi, everybody! Welcome to a brand new episode of TMG. I'm your host, Travis Patton Sr. Hey, guys, real quick, do me a favor. Don't forget to share, subscribe, and like our YouTube page. That's Tell Me Something Good with a capital T. And as always, I'm going to give a huge shout out to my biggest supporter, my biggest fan, my lovely wife, Nicole. Hey, girl, how you doing? I know you're watching. I know you're listening. Man, today's episode is going to be unlike any episode you've ever heard me do before. This is going to be an exciting episode, and I could not wait to get started on this episode today. I have been waiting to jumpstart this episode ever since I thought about it. And man, I've been waiting for over a year. No, make that 2 years for this episode with these special guests that I had today. I have been waiting 2 years, guys, and it's been an amazing ride. Listen, let me say this. To each and every one of you who is a very first time listener, a very first time watching the show, let me take this time to tell you thank you. Thank you for listening to the show. I'm so glad that you're here. And if you are new, do me a favor in the chat, go ahead and type the word new for me. That's right, N-E-W. And if you're not watching or listening to this, then do me a favor, go ahead and just say it out loud in the atmosphere. Say, I'm new. I'm new. That's right. I'm catching out the atmosphere. And maybe you're saying, well, Travis, man, listen, this isn't my first time here. I've been watching the show ever since you started screaming. Well, let me tell you this much. Thank you so much for your continued support and your continued viewership and listening. Whether you are in China or whether you're in Portugal or Spain or Canada, South Africa, Mexico, Japan, Korea, no matter where you are right now, this world-renowned podcast you're hearing, thank you so very much. Now listen, everybody knows that this show is all about finding moments of inspiration for our everyday lives. So if you have an inspiring story that you'd like to tell and maybe call a show, drop me an email at tellmesomething21@gmail.com. That's tellmesomething21@gmail.com. And you say, well, Travis, listen, I know someone that has an amazing story and it would be great for your guest, but I don't want to come on a show, man. I'm a little camera shy. That's okay. Still send us their information at tellmesomething21@gmail.com. And guess what? You can even remain anonymous if you like. So there you go. Listen, I'm so excited about this episode. I want to go ahead and play our viewer sponsorship information. Get it out the way. Once that's done, guys, we're coming back and we're diving into this show. Don't go nowhere. We're just getting started. Don't panic. I'll be right back.
It's a proud associate sponsor of TMG Tell Me Something Good podcast. Please use the special link, bit.ly/tellmesomethinggood, and visit our sponsor. Remember, I may earn a commission when you buy through this link. Fanatics is the place to go for all of your officially licensed sports gear from your favorite sports and sports teams. Use the special link, bit.ly/tellmesomething21, and pay a visit to our sponsor today. Remember, I may earn a commission when you buy through this link.
Breaking your phone sucks.
Breaking your phone, then trying to sell it online, sucks. Breaking your phone, selling it online, only to find out that the money you'll only get for it sucks. Breaking your phone, selling it online for peanuts, shipping it, and finding out that you got scammed sucks. Gizmogo makes selling your phone fast, safe, and simple by paying you the highest price for your device. And with Gizmogo's free unlimited shipping and price guarantee, millions of people are starting to sell on Gizmogo. Fast, safe, simple. Gizmogo, the best way.
There it is, right there, guys. Please visit one of our affiliate sponsors. The information is right there, right below in the chat. There it is, right there. And if you're not watching this, guys, listen up, because you'll hear that information again. Guys, this month is an exciting time for people all around the world. It's also an exciting time for us here at TMG. Every year or each year during this month of April, we do a show in honor or to highlight or spotlight something very important to a lot of people. April, now wherever April is, National or World Autism Awareness Month. And autism, guys, is a spectrum, or ASD rather is what it's called, is a neurological disorder that affects a person's communication, behavior, and social interactions. Yeah, autism spectrum disorder is a neurodevelopmental disorder that affects a person's communication, behavior, and social interaction. And you may know someone who is on the spectrum and who has ASD. And it may be you who's watching. Let us just say, take the moment to say you are very courageous if you do have ASD. And if you are caring for someone with ASD, we want to tell you thank you so much. Now, we've talked about on this show individuals with ASD before, but we haven't quite done it the way that we're going to do it today. Now, if you did not catch today's topic, today's title, guys, today's title is called Parent to Parent. Yeah, with the number two. Parent to Parent. Now, when you think about parents, most people, it's not uncommon to have one parent households. And I want to take a moment to just tell every single parent out there, if you're raising a child or caring for someone who is on the spectrum, or whether they're on the spectrum or not, and you have to be both mom and dad, listen, you deserve a hand clap. Yeah, you deserve. You playing two roles. You didn't start this out to do two roles, but you had to do two roles. You had to be mom, both mom and dad. So for every single parent out there who's doing their thing, we want to tell you, keep doing what you're doing. But I want to talk a minute for those two parent households, parent to parent, who say, I got your back. If you got my back, you'll never have to worry if I got you, because you got me. It's not uncommon for people to live in a single home these days, but seeing parents to parents, for somebody saying, I got your back, that's a little uncommon, especially when things can be challenged. And we've talked about children and individuals with ASD on this show before, but up until now, each episode we've presented and discussed concerning autism has proven to be insightful, informative, and encouraging, and provided a look into a world some may not have not even considered to bring light to. Encouragement, and we also brought hope. However, we've seen and experienced it all from a single perspective. We've viewed each story from just one parent's perspective. Well, guys, guess what? Well, today we will be joined by parents who have teamed with each other to beat the odds. Give a huge TMG welcome, guys, to my friends, guys, Kaya and Crystal Pitts. What's up, guys? How you doing?
How's it going?
How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. How you guys doing? Crystal,
doing good.
All right, so guys, I gotta say this. So before the show, we was
getting
ready for the show, right? No. So we was getting ready for the show, right? Early, and Crystal kept putting me on mute. Man, I don't know why. That's okay. I still like you, Crystal. You're still cool with me, man. You're still cool with me, guys. I'm excited. Both are here. Now, before we even get started, Kaius and Crystal, did you recognize anything about the opening credit?
Talking about us?
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you mean?
Talking about the opening part? Yeah.
You was on there. How did you feel? How do you guys feel? Not only being on the opening credits, but now you're here on the show. How do you feel about that? Did it make you nervous?
You know.
This, I feel good, man. It's amazing. You know, I'm honored to be here.
Exactly. Yeah, yes.
So. Well, you guys are every time the show comes on, wherever around the world who's watching this, they see your faces. Around the world. See there? You like that?
It's something, I'm telling you.
I'm gonna get these two talking, guys. Welcome to the show, guys. Again, I can't believe you both are here on the show today. I'm so excited to have you both here. I really am. Thank you for taking your time to being here. Guys, listen. So I want to start off with some information. And we kind of go from there. Okay? Is that all right with you guys?
Sounds good.
Cool. Great. I think there's a small delay in the audio. If it is, don't worry about it. We got you. Now, so according to the Centers for Disease Control, or the CDC, so kind of according to the CDC, approximately 1 in 36 children here in the United States are diagnosed with ASD. Guys, do me a favor. Tell us about the journey you both have been on since learning about your daughter's Kristen's diagnosis. And do me a favor. What was it like for you in your individual approaches? Like, what was it like for your individual approaches? What were your everyday tasks like? How did it interrupt or make you do a lifestyle adjustments or family adjustments? What has this journey been like for both of you since learning of your daughter's diagnosis?
It's been different. I can say that. Diagnosed with it, you know, it kind of went over my head, I want to say, because we didn't initially think that she had autism. You know, I was with you. I just thought she was being stuck. You know, she was doing stuff when she got ready to do it because she walked late. You know, she wasn't talking. You know, everything was delayed. But my mind was she was the girl out of her brothers and she was just being stubborn. And so the doctor gave us a test, you know, she didn't pass as far as milestones for her age. And she was about almost 2 at the time. Mm. And so we had to go and get tests done and, you know, social, emotional, cognitive, all of that good stuff. And that's when they did not say autism at the time because she was so young. It was a developmental delay for her. But the good thing about it was there was resources available. You know, she was able to get in school. They started working with her and everything. And so when they did diagnose her with autism, I still don't think I was like fretful. You know, it was just, okay. You know, I've worked with children with autism before. So it wasn't it didn't take me by surprise or like, oh my God, what are we going to do? You know, because treat her as an individual. She's treated as an individual. Anybody that knows Crystalline knows she's going to be her, you know, so, but it's been a wild ride. It has been, but that's her, you know, so.
Caius, let me ask you a question, Mr. Pierce. How was it for you as a dad learning your daughter had ASD? As a father now, what was it like for you to process that?
It was kind of hard for me to process it. You know, that's my baby girl. So, you know, first off, you know. So, like I said, I didn't think nothing was wrong with it. You know, she just, like I said, she just stubborn. So I just had to process it. You know, and it was just hard for me. It was just hard. So, you know, it was just
dead. He being dead.
Yeah. But you know, that's, you know, me, you know, it was just hard. I couldn't process it. Like I said, she had ran through tests and everything. And, you know, I'm just trying to just wrap my head around, you know, what's going on, you know, why she can't do this, do that, you know. It was hard for me.
Right. Were you trying to compare her to her other brothers and sisters and saying, okay, look, you should be doing this. You should be doing this at this point. And did you ever find yourself kind of putting her in a box? Say, look, you're supposed to be normal, quote normal, like everybody else. You just being cantankerous. You just acting out.
Like my mom said, I thought she was just being stubborn, but I'm like, man, she's supposed to be doing it. Like you said, her brother was doing this. She's supposed to be doing this, but
it
was just taking time for her to just, you know, do some things. And I just had to process that and just had to just live in that moment. Like, man, she gonna get it. You know, she gonna get it. She gonna catch up to it. You know, come on, baby girl.
Right.
Come on, girl. You know, so.
Yeah, because, you know, everybody say, oh, girls catch on fast. Mm-hmm. I'm like, well, this
Yeah, right.
I'm like, well, wait, because it's not happening over here.
not happening at our address. Not our address is not.
At all. Y'all said, girls find a train faster. Wait a minute. She's still trying to get it. You know, I said, girl, you need to come home. You know. We didn't experience
it. Yeah. You should have left your brothers by now. Kristen. Let me ask you a question, Caius. Did you still at times find it difficult to process? Or are you still processing still? Or are you processing better than you did initially?
I'm processing it better than I did. Yeah, sometimes I still do, you know. But she is progressing better than she was. And I'm so proud of her. And, you know, by that, that's my baby girl. I always will be. And I'm just glad she's picking up things better and better every day. So,
she's the daddy's girl. Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. I when you see her, she's glued to his hip. Trust me, I know. Trust me, she is a daddy's girl. And he likes that. And look at his smile on his face. He likes the fact that she's a daddy's girl. He's proud of that. he will wear that all day. Crystal, let me ask you a question. We were talking about your initial journey and any lifestyle changes you guys had to make. You know, most people, your child's born, you start having these plans. Oh, they're going to go to school. They're going to go to this school. They're going to go to that elementary school, blah, blah, blah. And you start. And then all of a sudden you hear the brake screech. And now you're faced with dealing with three letters you thought you'd never have to deal with. You're dealing with something you never thought you'd deal with. And now you have to learn a language you never thought you had to learn. There's new things you have to learn, new concepts, new techniques. You start hearing words like sensory. You're like, what in the world is all that? You
know, and you start,
right. And you start diving into a world that you're like, wait a minute, nobody I ever known has ever dove into this world before. What was your initial thoughts and emotions when you heard of your daughter's diagnosis?
Honestly, that didn't cross my mind. It really didn't. I didn't think the future. I'll say like that. My thought was, okay, she's got the diagnosis, so far from here. You know, let's learn her strengths. We'll just build from there. And so what it was, it's really just been a learning process, I will say. So one thing was, she got off the bus. So she used to ride the bus to school. And Crystalyn loves balloons. She loves music. So I said, okay, well, when she gets off the bus, I'm going to have the music playing. I'm going to have balloons leading up to the house.
Oh, wow.
Thinking it was going to be this big spectacular. It scared her. Like, she wasn't having it. She ran past the balloons into the house, didn't want to hear the music. And I'm like, what happened? What's going on? I thought she was going to get off the bus. And it stopped me. I'm like, okay, Crystal, you got to remember that they don't like loud noises. They don't like fan. So that's, I had to calm down. You know, I said, okay. Mm-hmm. That, you know, it's moments like that when I'm like, okay, I can't do this and I can't do that with her because she's not, it's not going to, you know, come off the same as with the other kids.
Correct.
You know, so it's kind of like, you know, girl, I want to party. Let's get it, you know, because you got your radio up to 50,000, but if I do it, it's a problem, you know. But yeah, it's moments like that where, you know, I'm kind of like, you know, because she's the only girl. We've got two boys and she's the only girl. So I kind of want to be extra with her.
I know. Yeah, I know you do. You know, we talk about that he's been daddy's girl, but you know, still mama's girl too, right? So you wanna go all in and all in, and you find yourself having to make those different adjustments. You have to make those different adjustments because of things like that. And now, what are the kind of, you mentioned she has two brothers, right? You mentioned she has two. How old are the brothers?
21 and 15.
Okay, 21 and 15. So they're older, much, much, much older. So they're able to understand a lot of things about their sister. What are the family dynamics like with her brothers? Yeah. Like, and how did you prepare them for this unanticipated journey ahead? Because now we know how you guys, you know, your reaction was and your emotions, and I can still tell you guys are still processing some of it, and each day is different. But what was it like explaining this to her brothers about this unanticipated journey ahead with their sister? What was it like explaining it to them, and how did they react or respond, rather?
They're so super protective of her.
Really?
Her oldest brother, and like, it's just like a dad. I call him daddy number two, you know. They already look just alike, you know, so when he's not around, she's running to her brother, you know. He's very, very protective of her. My middle son.
Oh, that's great.
My middle son, he worries about her sometimes because he sees how children at who treat children that have the same diagnosis as her. And so he'll ask me questions like, Mama, does she have to do this? And Mama, does she have to do that? And she'll be up at the school by herself, you know. So he worries sometimes, you know, but you tell because they stay into it all the time.
But that's the reason they stay into it 24/7 though.
But see, that's the thing. I guarantee you he won't let anybody else mess with her. I guarantee that.
Yeah.
Anybody else gonna bring us some smoke, they got problems. That's good. Guys, let me just add some information to the audience and to you guys as well. A study, I think it was a study back in 2019, 2020. So it's a little old, not that long, about 5-6 years ago. So there was a study done in about 2019 and 2020. And in this study, that it indicated that although a precise number is not available, but based on the prevalence or how often it shows up, based on the prevalence of ASD in children and the percentage of children with ASD living with two married parents, it is estimated that over 1 million children with ASD in the United States live in a home with both of their parents. Think about that, guys. Over 1 million children right here in the United States live at home with both of their parents, and a child has been diagnosed with ASD. Now, to add to this number, I just want to throw some cultural information to you. To add to this number, two-parent Black households, only about 38% of African-American children live with both parents. Now, that's information from the U.S. Census. I didn't make those numbers up. I didn't fabricate those numbers. So only 38% of children who are African-American who've been diagnosed with ASD live with the two parents, mom and dad, at the same time. Over 1 million children live at home with mom and dad. Over 1 million children. So I guess it is easy to say that you are one in a million. Yeah, you're one in a million. And let me just give out this disclaimer to everybody that's watching. Let me just give out this very quick disclaimer to people that's watching, to people that's listening, wherever you are listening right now around the world. Either look at the screen, put the earphones tighter, turn the volume up. Let me tell you this. And for all those who are listening to this podcast and hearing my voice, there may have been times when others and sometimes even yourself, you've caused yourself to feel like you're just one in the crowd. Let me correct you on that. You are not one in the crowd. You are one in a million. They can search this whole earth and never find anybody exactly like you. They can search all the history books and never find anybody who's ever been exactly like you. Don't you ever put yourself down or sell yourself short another day, another minute, another second. You're one in a million. And listen, guys, if there are only 38% of African-American children with ASD got two parents in the household, baby, don't you know what you're doing is kind of revolutionary? Don't you know that what you're doing is kind of historical? You may have never thought of yourself as being trailblazers. You may have never thought of yourself as making a new mold. But right now, both of you are trailblazers. Yeah, you're one in a million. Don't you ever think that what you're doing is just some silly old thing. Don't you ever think that you both being there, having each other's back, is just some ordinary thing. You just heard the information. You are one
in a million.
I just wanted to give that disclaimer to somebody who may have felt like they were just one in the crowd, a faceless person, but you are one in a million. Don't you ever tell yourself anything short. Don't you ever tell each other anything short. Don't you let anybody else tell you anything short. 38% African-Americans, and here you guys are together, and you got each other's back. Baby, that's revolutionary. That's historical. You're making history while you sitting right there.
That's popping.
That's powerful, man. That's
all guys right there, I tell you. It's amazing that he chose us.
Look at that. And notice how you said that you were chosen. Man, listen, I learned everybody can't handle trouble. And you have been designed to handle what you're handling. Baby, you were chosen Don't you know you won in a million? Don't you have, you got every reason to keep going. You have every reason to continue. Man, let me get out of here. Let me keep going. Let me keep going. Because I'll stay right there. So when you hear numbers like that, guys, or when you guys hear numbers like that, 1 in a million, 38%, when you hear numbers like that, does it bring everything in kind of into perspective with both of you? Just how exceptional the life that you are creating for Crystalyn. Do you ever think about that what you're doing is a rarity? Do you ever think about that what you're doing almost revolutionary? Do you ever think about you guys are doing something that's really rare?
Never thought about it. Now, honestly, never. This is, we were chosen. We were chosen.
I can't do it without her, so you know.
Exactly, and I couldn't do it without y'all. I could not do it without y'all.
She's like, nope, can't do it. But you guys, man, you know, it is rare. And I mean, 38%, do you guys know how rare that is? You guys are doing something uncommon.
Yeah.
You're doing something that everybody's not doing. You're doing something that everybody says, you know what, I'm going to quit. I'm going to throw the towel in. You guys.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
You're doing something that everybody is not doing.
Mm-hmm.
If that don't make you hold your head up, nothing will.
Exactly.
Everybody can't do what you do.
No.
It's a lot of hard work. Right? We Mennonites, we just stayed up with her all night. It's hard. It ain't never been easy. It's hard. So I'm glad I got someone to just, you know, to rely on. But if I get tired, you know, she here. She get tired, I'm here. So
absolutely. And that's what it's all about, man. And that's what it's exactly all about, is leaning on each other, parent to parent.
Right.
Parent to parent. Yours not means you don't stand alone.
Mm-hmm.
You're not alone in this. Ask any parent. You ask any parent from any culture, of any race, and they will say they firmly believe in a strong, proud family. We got a proud family. We strong, man. We proud people. We're proud. Yeah, we. I don't care where you're from, what side of the tracks, where you come from, what part of the world you live in, and they say, yeah, man, we're a proud, strong, proud family. You tell them that, and sometimes I wonder, is the strong, proud family narrative, sometimes is it working against us when it comes to seeking help for autism? Because sometimes we're so proud, we're so strong, we try to do it all by ourselves.
Yep.
We're so proud, we're so strong, I don't need no resources. I can do it myself. I got this. I can do it. Or does the presence of two parents provide a unique advantage in advocacy? So, did you guys initially, you both said initially, man, I just thought she was just being bad. I thought this character, she's just going to do her own thing. And what made you guys finally decide to reach out for that help and say, you know what, it's not just her being bad? What made you kind of put that aside and say, you know what, something is going on and we do need to look a little bit deeper? Because sometimes people, as human beings, we'll say, oh, you know, I'm too proud. Keep it in the family. Don't tell nobody. Mm-hmm. You know, all those things there. But you decided to reach out and get your daughter the help and she needed by getting the resources that you needed. Did you ever at any time felt like, well, I'm not going to do it because everybody's going to be my business or everybody's going to know or blah, blah, blah? Did you ever feel anything like that?
Like I said, I used to work with kids that were not professionally diagnosed with autism because of that dynamic that you just spoke of. And I've seen it. I've seen kids get labeled for something that was not their fault.
Right.
And
right.
I did not want that for my daughter. You know, if she has a developmental delay, I need you to know it. I need you to know it because I know that you can make accommodations for her. You know, I know that you can send her to this and that school. I know that you can come in and you can sit with her and you can give her this hour this day and an hour the next day. I know everything that you can do, the money that they send to these schools for our
right,
kids.
Right, right, right.
It's for them. We don't want to cripple them. We don't want to get them labeled. Then they drop out and then they, you know, they get into everything correct. Else because mom was too proud or dad was too proud to just say, hey, my child needs something.
Girl, you said a mouthful.
That's all you have to do. I took it. When they said, hey, this is what's going on and this is what we can do. Okay, let's do it. Krysalyn had before she went to school, somebody came to our house for an hour a week. And then once she turned three, she went to school for free. And they still came to that school and she got the help. When she stopped there and went to the big school, she was still getting help. And no money has come out of our pocket at all. None. And you just run into so many people that's saying the same thing that you are. I wish these parents would get the children this help because that's what it's here for. But yet, you know, the prisons are crowded. You know, you got these kids out here that's in the streets, don't, you know, and they still, even if they're not in school, they still have that delay. Then they still don't understand what they're doing. What? They don't know what they're doing. You know, so it's just we took it. They offered, we took it. Mm-hmm. We took it. We didn't want that for her because one thing I've always spoken with her that Kristen was going to give her testimony to nations. I've always said it. I still believe it. With the help that she's getting, and you all are going to look at her and be like, "That's Kristen? Yeah, that's her. That's her right there because she got the help."
That's great, guys, that you had the courage to do so. And we're not knocking anyone. We're just saying, please get your child the help they need. Don't be so proud. Don't be so proud, so strong that you don't empower your child to be strong. You don't empower your child to do the very same thing that you're doing. You're being strong. Allow them the opportunity as an individual to be strong as well. What are some the hurdles that you two help each other with? For example, any kind of cultural stigma, because here you go, you're African-Americans. You already know how African-Americans can be. So cultural, come on, man, don't stop laughing at me, Kaius. You know how you can get, man, these cultural stigmas. Because you mentioned, all right, Crystal mentioned earlier, you know, her son goes to school, he sees how other kids treat children on the spectrum, and there's a stigma that goes along with it. You know, what are some of the hurdles that you help her with, Kaius? And then, Crystal, what are some of the hurdles you kind of help him with together so you guys kind of help him? So, Kaius, I'm going to get you talking a little bit here, my man. What are some of the hurdles? Because he thinks he'll be this cool, suave dude and just, you feel me, Crystal?
No.
He already know. Now, he watches this show each week, Crystal. He already know what's up.
he told me, and again, I'm going to let you go.
Okay. I got you. So, Kaius, my man, what are some of the hurdles that you help Crystal with? And again, maybe a cultural stigma, because you know how it is. Are those things emotional burnout? I mean, you both said sometimes you had to step all night. Mm-hmm. What are some things some hurdles that you help your wife with?
What are some hurdles? About the burnout part, Krysalyn can stay up
Oh, wow.
24 hours. She stayed up all day, all night. And, you know, I know she'd be tired. I'd be tired too, but I would rather, you know, I'd stay up from a poor couple of hours. Then I'd probably take me a nap, then she'll stay up, you know, for a couple of hours. And so we'll just, you know, make sure each other get rest. And I'm more patient, you know, with her. So I had to kind of, you know, teach her to be patient with her. But, you know, Crystal, be, you know. So I say, man, you got to just be a little patient with her. You know what I'm saying? She, I'm like, man. She taught me to be a little tougher on her. Because, you know, that's my baby girl. But she taught me to be tougher on her. Don't let her get that. Away with everything. Like that.
That's good, though. That's a great balance.
Yeah, so we balance it out. So.
Yeah, that's not here. Yeah. That's not here too, Crystal.
Look, Travis, I'll play with him. Like, look, you understand everything that I'm telling you. And I tell him, hey, slow down. Look now, don't. I say, because if you let her get away with it one time, she'll get away with it all the time. And
oh,
she's
yeah,
so smart. Daddy, she called. She don't call mama. She called daddy because she know daddy will let her do it. So I have to tell
y'all,
and he's like, "What she keep calling me for?"
Because
she
knows. Crystalline is smart. Crystalline is intelligent. I tell everyone this: anyone diagnosed with on the spectrum doesn't mean the person's not smart. No. If that's your if that is your concept, throw it away. It's wrong. You are absolutely wrong. You are absolutely wrong. That is not what that means. Crystal's very smart, so she knows what she's doing. So, guys, you're the soft one. Mom has to step in and say, hey, look, man, you have to be a little bit tougher on her. And but that does help a lot of different dynamics, though, because what some people do, we mentioned earlier about being the proud and the strong, and sometimes it's getting in the way of the development that you're trying to do. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you can say, well, I'm going to be super soft because of. I'm going to do this because of. I'm going to make an exception because of. But then when she leaves the house and goes to school, your expectation is that everyone would treat her as a part and accepted of society. But that's not how you do it at home. If you don't do it at home, why are you putting the expectation on everybody out there in the world? Then you get mad at folks out there in the street, but you don't want to do it at the house. So what you're doing is you're saying, hey, look, you are, to me, I don't think there's no such thing as normal. You are accepted in society. You are accepted in this house. When you in this house, you're going to be treated like your other brothers. When you leave this house, you're going to be treated like part of society. So, and it helps her to begin, it helps her with her self-image. So she sees how she is, understands who she is. It helps her to understand who she is. Exactly. It helps her to understand her strength, her limitations. It also begins to do that increase her self-worth. Because now she's not getting her self-worth from out there. From what people say, she began to understand that she is valuable. She began to understand that, hey, I do matter. And because she begins to work within those parameters of society, and that helps her to be able to function even more in society. So great job, Mom. Great job, Caius. Way to go, guys. Look at what you're doing. I told you not everybody can do or is doing what you were doing. Now, what are some of the advantages that you have found that comes along with working as a team in a two-parent household for that you guys are tackling? For example, stronger IEP and medical representation. You know, when you go to IEP, you know, it's not just, okay, one person is burnt out trying to go to the meetings. Now the other person, hey, look, I got the meeting. I'm going to take the notes down. This is what happened. Or when you talk to the doctor, you can't make it to the doctor. I got it. This is what they said. So what are some of the advantages that you guys found in the two-parent household?
Oh, it's a lot of advantages in the two-parent household. one of the things I would say, Crystalline, and not because she has autism, because a lot of kids have a fear of the dentist.
I did too growing up, man. So I feel you on that, Crystalline. Girl, I know you listening to Crystalline back in the background. I feel you, Crystalline. Growing up, I was too.
She has a fear. He got to be with me because she gonna fight. She is going to fight. And if he is not with me, I have to hold her.
Oh,
down.
My God.
I can't do it. This girl is. So, you know, she get the, and I know the nurses are so glad that her dad is there because they don't want to have to hold her down either. So he is there to, and so I'm just on the side. It's okay, Kristen, calm down. They got you. They got you. While dad is sitting here crying because he got to hold her down because she don't want to be there.
All right, wait a minute. No, wait, hold it. Kaius, are you literally crying?
Yeah, because you know, I'm gonna be doing my baby girl like that. So you know, I'll be like, man, I'm like, man, you know, y'all hold down, you know, let me get up, you know. So I be like, y'all be careful, you know. I don't know. It just, I guess it's just right, the protectiveness right. in me. Cause she do the same thing when we take her to the doctor, and she know when she's going to the doctor. I guess it's because of me, because I'm scared of needles. I run. And I guess she's seen in me, and she did, and she do the same thing.
She does the same thing.
That means somebody gonna have to try to get over that fear of needles. I'm not saying who, guys.
It's a really big advantage, and like I said, even when we're going to doctors and dentists, the nurses and everybody, they're glad that dad is there also. You know, when we're at the school, they're glad to see dad, you know, and I think they feel as if, you know, she got this. She's got the support of mom, and she's got the support of dad, you know, so it's helped a lot. It's really, really helped a lot. And then too, you know, people know they can't take advantage of her, you know, because of that, because they got big daddy right here. They got big daddy, they got mom, you know, so it's not just one, it's two. And, you know, they kind of back up like, wait a minute, you might not want to bother her, you know, because
that's it. She has an entire team supporting her. Yeah, she's not going solo dolo on this, brother. You better rethink that.
Right. So you can't just tell me this little bit of information and think I'm gonna be okay with it. No. You got to give us the whole thing, you know. So it's been good. It's really, really been good, and it's helped us, and it's helped her a lot to have both.
That's good.
There.
Do you see that? We say it helps her. Did you see how it's helping her with her development? And at the progress of it, seeing that she is a daddy's girl, and seeing that she kind of mimics what you do, Kaius. So seeing that you are taking things seriously and you are bought into her and into her life, into her development, it makes her buy into it as well. Awesome. Mm-hmm. That's great. Cause it makes her want to catch on. Cause what she wants to do. Cause it makes her want to make you happy.
Yeah.
It makes you want to make you happy. And all kids do that. My grandson does that. He does things because he wants to make us happy. And that's what kids do. That's pretty cool, man. I must ask this question. I must ask this question to each of you. So that means, Kai, you're going to do some talking. What keeps... we mentioned earlier about having each other's back, parent to parent. What kind of keeps each of you individually from quitting on those perpetually tiring long days, long nights? Let's say you just got home from work, Kaius. I know you work two jobs. Oh man, I'm tired. It didn't go very well at work today. Man, I'm just frustrated. What keeps you going, man? What keeps you pushing?
I never thought about quitting. It never crossed my mind. You know, it's my family. I can't quit and give up on them. And just by me thinking about them when I'm at work or something, it just pushes me more. And I just thank God for them. And like I said, quitting never crossed my mind. It never crossed my mind. I gotta keep going.
Crystal.
I gotta keep going for her. You know, I gotta keep pushing.
Crystal, so. What keeps you determined, and what keeps you going? on those long tiring days and nights? What kind of keeps you going?
Knowing that when it's all over, that he'll be here.
There's Crystalline, guys. There's Crystalline. I can tell she just woke up. But notice who she ran to. Notice who she ran to when she woke up.
Not hello, mama, or anything.
Notice who she went straight to, whose neck she's hugging right now. I'm not saying the dad's the favorite. I'm just saying, look who she ran to.
Look who she ran to. But it's this is what keeps me going. I get to see this, you know, when I get tired, when, you know, he's working both the jobs and I've been dealing with her all day and I need a break, you know, I'm just like, oh, it's the thought of being able to see this, you know, because she can call for daddy, you know, mama, where's daddy? And I say, daddy will be home. And soon as she hears him pull up, she runs to the window and she looks out the window and she says, daddy, and she'll run downstairs. Man. Oh, that just fills my heart. So, you know, that fills my heart. So, you know, just like he said, never thought about giving up. It never crossed my mind. Never. But never give up. Not never on her, on him, on this right here. You said we wanted a million. Yes. So, you know, we have to take that.
Moments like that will definitely are worth it. Moments like that would definitely keep you guys going. Guys, what's your question? So you guys have had this journey going on for a while now. How old is Crystalline?
She's 9 and a half. She'll be 10 in August.
Still do the half.
Yeah, I got to.
I might even.
She's closer to 10 than 9.
You know what? I had she came up with all these K's and stuff. All these crystal and bits. I'm like, man, we can name her something. She want all these K's.
I didn't want to say nothing, but I'm glad you brought it up.
And she ain't gonna be different. Her name is Crystalline. But not, and see, she would have really felt different if I had named her a whole nother name without a K. And then she the only one
what's
in the house without
name?
A K. And you know, she had to be included. She's included.
What are your son's names?
Caleb and Paris Kyle.
Both spelled with K's. Moving right along. You know, Crystal, there are other letters in the alphabet. Just want to let you know. It's a total of 26 letters.
I told you that.
But we already had K. We just stuck with it.
What are some resources? You mentioned earlier, guys, that you are really grateful and thankful to some of the resources that you had because you guys have found ways to benefit from those resources. What were there resources and new relationships that you had forged with other groups, other people, other parents that you have gained since Crystalline's diagnosis and which you found particularly helpful?
I can't remember the names of them, but it's a magazine that comes out. I think it's Autism Network. I go to, whenever I might have a question about something, I always go to Facebook. They have an autism
group
on
Facebook. They do.
My sister-in-law, my nephew, he has autism as well. And so, you know, I call her about things as well. So we've gained a lot of relationships.
Phenomenal.
Along the way. And I'm going to tell you, a lot of people are drawn to you when they see that you have a child with a diagnosis. They just, and they
correct.
See how you treat them.
Correct.
You know, and they're like, hey, and they'll just tell their whole story. You know, you can be in the grocery store and they'll see you with, they'll see us with her and they just automatically, and my son has this, and they'll tell us all the good and all the bad, you know. And we have that opportunity to pour into them, you know what I'm saying? To let them know, you know, this is how we do it. And, you know, just to take your time with them, you know, and they're so grateful. Mm-hmm. They're so grateful for it. You know, it's easy to talk to parents that when we're down, like when I serve or something, it's easier to talk to the parents to say, hey, I was able to do this. I was able to do that. They feel safer when you can identify, you know what I'm saying, with that. And you've had experience with that. So it's helped. It was really, really been, it's been something. It's been something. She has, that little lady has gotten us with a lot of people.
That's awesome. That's on a, I'm going to put up some resources here for information, my research that I found that may help as well. For those who are not watching this, I have some resources here. AutismAdvocacy.org. That's AutismAdvocacy, all one word, .org. Then it's also some who may be more looking for more cultural help. Because we did mention the disparities in African-Americans with diagnosed with autism. So we do have one for you, www.blackautismsupport.com. That's www.blackautismsupport.com. We have another one, www.autismblack.org. Again, www.autismblack.org. And of course, www.autismspeaks.org. These are just some resources, individuals. If you are a caregiver and you want additional resources, here's some right here. If you are a parent and you're looking for some additional resources to add to what you currently have, here are some additional resources that may you may find helpful. They're also right there below in the chat. Guys, look below. There they go. They're right there in the chat if you're watching. So there you go. But those are some resources. Because I want to put up a picture. I know Crystalline came in and gave her dad a big old hug, just ignored mom. I want to put up a beautiful picture of Crystalline. I want to show you guys just how beautiful this young lady is. Here she is. Look at her just chilling, doing what she do, smiling. That's what she does. Yeah. This is what Crystalline, if when you see Crystalline, when she's not hooked up to Caius, this is what she's doing. She's smiling. This is her. This is what she's doing right here, and this is her right here, smiling and waving. Mom got her decked out, got her decked in the white and yellow. We know dad didn't do that. She might like that. She might like dad the most, but we know who didn't do that. We know dad didn't do that hair. We know that for sure. We know that for absolute sure. Guys, listen, before we get out of here, as proud parents of a beautiful daughter who is on the spectrum, what would you like to say to parents who are listening to encourage them to get their children tested and about hanging in there together and having each other's back in this journey? What is something that you would say, Caius, first?
Don't be too proud, you know. Get some help. Don't be proud to get help for, you know. You your child needs it. You know, if you love your child, get them some help. There ain't nothing wrong with getting them help.
Absolutely. What about you, Crystal?
What would I say? I would say. What would I say, Trent?
Did she just ask me what she would say?
One thing I would say, I would tell them, treat them
exactly
as an individual. Don't treat them as if they are a filthy rag. You know, don't treat them as if they are contagious. You know, treat them as they are an individual, and take the resources that are offered to you, because it's not you sitting in that classroom.
Correct.
Confused. It's not you sitting in that classroom having all of the kids talk about you because you can't catch on. Only thing is, you have
absolutely. That's it.
You can't learn. You just learn different. And so take the resources so you can know the ways that your child can learn. You know, put yourself in their shoes.
Absolutely.
Put yourself
absolutely.
In
your go ahead.
And now it's gonna be hard at first, but as time progresses like Christmas, she it's just a joy to see her do so much better. She say her words so much clearer. She does, and she didn't used to go up to people and say hey and give them a hug, man. But now it's something about when she come up to you and give you a hug, it's like you need it. You know, it was there's something about it. Cause when she do give out hugs, a lot of people say, man, I really needed this. She mother knew I needed that hug. And I loved it. And so she's
really sweet. My wife and I were at the store, going to the store. We saw Crystal and Crystal going to the store. And so I'm reaching out to give your mom, give your wife and Crystal a hug. And she reaches out for me and gives us a hug. Kid you not, man. And smiling and everything, doing what she always doing. And she is a very sweet person, man. Very, very sweet individual. Guys, I am so glad that I had you on the show. It's been 2 years in the making. I'm glad you're here. More than likely won't be the last time you've been on the show. So, you know, get used to it. But I'm glad you guys are here. You were able to share your story with us. Guys, do not go away. I want you to stay right there. I'm going to give it my parting words. Don't go nowhere, guys. And Crystal, don't you mute me. Guys, listen, if you are a parent, educator, or an ally, do me a favor, seek advocates. And if you are a parent of the rare two-parent Black household raising a child with ASD, know that your journey is groundbreaking. Share your story. Let's all begin to make rare the new normal. Guys, it's about that time, and as always, it's been a real blast. I'm going to give you huge thanks to my friends, Caius and Crystal Piss and Crystalline, for joining us. Guys, listen, you can stream right here each week and join us every Thursday, 6:30 p.m. Central, 7:30 p.m. Eastern, to listen to the show. Or you can stream on your favorite listening platform like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, iHeartMusic, and so many more. Guys, we got to get out of here. But it's always in party. If you're going to tell me something, then tell me something good. I'm out of here, y'all. I got to go. Peace.